B-Pod Studios.
2 to go.
Noontime on a Friday. Zolak, Bertrand, Sargent for Hardy today. Hardy will be back on Monday. Zoe and I will not.
Next week didn't seem to be the sort of shaping up week you thought it was going to be for the Celtics.
No, it wasn't. I was planning on being here, and then I was a late addition to the vacation list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of how that worked out, yeah.
I was like, it doesn't look like the Celtics offseason shaping up the way we thought it might. But hey, Kemba. Big news of the week, really, on the Celtics front is that Kemba Walker appears to be ready to commit to the Celtics. And as part of that, the smear job on Kyrie Irving is in full swing. And that includes a column/story. It's a long, long post on ESPN.com. Jackie McMullen, one of the best. The headline, blame Kyrie. It's not that simple, Boston. And Jackie McMullen has all kinds of information in this story, quotes from Brad Stevens as well. And Brad Stevens, to his credit, does take some responsibility here. And that's what I think this headline is about, which, again, we know the writers don't write. It says here, Kyrie no longer interested in Boston. He's earned the right to explore free agency, yet even those close to him wonder what he's searching for. A championship? He had that in Cleveland. League accolades? He was second team All-NBA this season in Boston. Money? His biggest payday would have come had he stayed put. He leaves more than $49 million on the table once he departs. An accomplished enigma who often defies explanation. Quote from Brad Stevens, I want Kyrie to find happiness. If he does move on, I wish him nothing but good health and success. I saw a lot of great qualities in him. Jackie McMullen writes, those qualities have been muted by the scorn of a jilted fan base that feels duped and betrayed by its point guard and his soon-to-be former teammates who seemingly were assembled for a memorable title run. I really don't think it's anyone's fault, Steven says. If you blame anyone, it's me. I'm the guy who couldn't fit the pieces. You know, he says, I don't think it's anyone's fault. Well, it's somebody's fault. There is plenty of blame here. That part, you know, I don't think it's anybody's fault. No, it's actually a lot of people's fault. It's Kyrie's fault. It's the young player's fault.
Young guy.
It's partially Brad Stevens' fault. It's everyone gets some blame in this. You can't just pull the, it's not anybody's fault. That's just, nobody is to blame. That part I disagree with.
Yeah.
Oh, it just was circumstance.
What's the pie chart?
No, yeah. I'm sorry. Everyone here is a big boy, and everyone here makes millions upon millions of dollars. You're all capable of taking the heat here. You're all to blame. Everybody here. And you all deserve criticism, which you've all gotten plenty of, I think. But don't sell me that part that I don't think anyone's to blame. Really? And no one's at fault here? Come on. Kyrie Irving is the top of the list. He's not everything. Right?
What an absolute dismantling, though. If you think about expectations from 2 years ago to even just put out there, yeah, no one's to blame for this. Everybody. The expectations of this team was to not only win, but win multiple. You know, to be there on the doorstep, you know, knocking on a championship door for years to come.
Cedric
just completely dismantled this team.
Yeah, Cedric Maxwell quoted in the story saying it's the most dysfunctional team he's seen since 1983. There's this part in this story today that says that at the end of the season, Kyrie Irving wouldn't sign. They set up 100 basketballs for every player on the team to sign. Every player signed the basketballs for the charitable partners of the Boston Celtics. We're talking about the Boys and Girls Club, Boston Children's Hospital, all very, very important causes. He wouldn't do it. Just I'm not interested. Every other team player, every other team member did. He wouldn't. Early in the season, the coaching staff grew concerned about the team's vibe. They peeked in on preseason pickup games and discovered young players who experienced exhilarating results the previous season by making the extra pass, but were now jacking up shots and running isolation plays. Is that Kyrie's fault?
No.
No, but it's part of this story. But it's interesting. It was Irving who is imploring teammates in the beginning to share the basketball. So it's not all bad in this story.
Yeah.
And then it says, and yet by season's end, it was Kyrie who had hijacked the offense.
What was what game was it? Was it the Miami game when Brad drew something up on the sideline? When Kyrie went nuts, remember he put the
Orlando,
arms up at the
Orlando.
End? It was Orlando.
Yeah.
Who the hell was it? Was it Hayward that hit?
Hayward at Tatum.
Deferred him, and he went to Tatum in a corner.
Yeah.
And Kyrie's like, what are we doing?
That kind of was the beginning of the Avalanche.
We're going to do it our way. You do your way, we'll do our way. Yeah. You just can't forget Terry Rozier at the end of the year, too, was putting up a lot of bull, you know, BS. Tired of this BS. Sacrificing. Would you sacrifice? Just dysfunction. You're right. Backup point guard. Talk about sacrificing. And there's got to be more blame to put on somebody for not allowing them to turn the page and look at another year. Because they kept going and deferring back to last year. Last year's over. They never turned that page. Is that the coach? Is that the GM? Is that a culture thing? I don't know. Well, hopefully they didn't forget about this year because this was a disaster. Good job by NBC Sports here showing it right now. Like, what are we doing?
So it also details some of the things in the story that we wouldn't have known otherwise. Asking could the Celtics have salvaged the relationship? The Celtics gave him several perks that they didn't give other players, apparently. They gave him a security guard at his table during team charity functions. They allowed him to occasionally fly separately from the team when he had other commitments going on. I don't think that's unusual.
When you're special, you do that. Yeah. I mean, we travel with Brady on the road. He's got a team assigned, but I mean, he needs more security than most players. When you shuffle a guy through a hotel, there's people there waiting for you. It's different when you're special. They all viewed themselves as special, or else they were pissed that he was viewed as special. I don't know. It's that league, man. How do you not get that? Okay, big deal. He's got an extra security. Yeah, it's Kyrie Irving, top 10 player in the league. What's the big deal? What, do you want it? Yeah? Break the glass down there, Felger special. It's drive time. You know, get extra security down there outside the Ace Tech Studios.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, when you're good at what you do, you get more attention drawn to yourself.
617-779-0985. So your reaction to that and your reaction to everything this week, whether it be the Red Sox bullpen, the Red Sox where they stand, 9 games back of the Yankees, going into that series in London that begins tomorrow. We had some shark talk on the show today, of course, always in the mix here. Never far from our thoughts on Solak and Bertrand.
Rumors in Nantucket on
Shark. Rumors. Yeah. Hot rumor. Hot tip on that story in Nantucket on the kayaker. That could be shark related. Get that in the mix. 617-779-0985. We'll get back to your calls in the noontime hour next.
First, our introduction.
Solak Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Solak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Let's go to your phones. Nick is in Waltham. What's up, Nick?
Hi, Zoe and Mark.
Hi.
So the reaction to the staying over in Miami part, Kyrie got shots up after, like, the team left. That's a leader to me, but, like, I think I blame Al Horford on, like, not since he's like a 12-year vet, I believe he should be the leader here. Like, he should have called the team in to go get shots up after Miami. And then the next night they lose to Orlando, and that's when Kyrie was like blaming Horford.
Who was it? They got him really late, like late in the morning, and they stayed out till 5 a.m. partying, and then Kyrie was doing a shoot.
So the part that Nick is talking about, and the part that you just mentioned not too long ago, right before the break. January 9th, as it says here in the story, the Celtics blitzed the Pacers at home, then flew out that night to Miami, arriving at the team hotel after 2 a.m. on Thursday. Boston was set to play Miami that night. But team sources said that didn't stop some of the young players from heading to South Beach, where the clubs stay open well past 5 a.m. It's not uncommon for NBA players to go out when they're on the road, but Irving was irked teammates decided to do it in the middle of back-to-back games. The Celtics ended up submitting a lackluster effort in a 115-99 drubbing at the hands of the Heat. During a timeout in that game, a testy exchange between Brown and veteran Marcus Morris, who was angered that Brown didn't hustle back on the defensive end, was captured on video. Morris admonished Brown to play harder and shoved him before Marcus Smart quickly intervened. Reporters clamored to ask Irving about it after the game, but he had disappeared. After nearly 30 minutes, he was found shooting baskets on Miami's practice court, hoping some of his teammates who had played so poorly might join him. None of them did.
Yeah, and then you see the scene in Orlando where he's just openly exposing them after, you know, the sideline thing, and Brad just looked dismayed, like, whoa. Hayward's trying to shake his hand, and he's just like, what are we doing? Like, that's the tipping point there. There's so many signs now when you see it. You know, they did a pretty good job covering stuff up.
So by the time,
as much as they play.
By the time he got back to the locker room, his quote that night was, I just wanted to feel good going into the next game. We're staying over in Miami, so I'd rather be in here than be out in Miami right now. Two nights later, Celtics lose by 2 in the loss to the Magic. Stevens drew up the final play in the huddle. An animated Irving objected to where he was slated to receive the ball. This is what you were talking about.
Yeah.
And we showed the video
a
couple minutes ago. Irving was the primary option on the play, but when Hayward saw Tatum open up in the corner, he threw him the ball instead. Tatum missed, and Irving had that reaction where he's pissed, including jawing at Hayward and raising his arms in disbelief, and it quickly went viral. His post-game comments included yet another reference to his team's lack of experience. He would later apologize for a reaction to the final shot, but the damage was done both in the locker room and the public court of opinion. That was it. That's where it all went wrong. So if we're looking for a point where Irving said, screw this.
It's almost like you see that with Brad. Brad didn't know what to do.
Is that where we can draw the line? The Miami-Orlando trip?
At that point, let's put it out there. Yeah. For Kyrie, for whatever frustrations he was feeling at that time, for them taking things into their own hands, whatever it was. That's where it seems like things just, okay, we're at that Y in the road. One's going to the right, one's going to the left. Yeah, there's a point. There's a point with everything. When things split, yeah. I think you could look at that trip saying that's it. Remember the Bruins that one year when they went down to
Florida? How does this make the young guys look, though? Doesn't this take some of the blame off of Kyrie?
Yeah, because he's like, I'm trying to make this work here. You drew something. Obviously, something was drawn up to get Kyrie the ball, and they didn't do it. It's like he backdoored him. Let's show him. Or maybe it's just a simple decision. You're trying to inbound the ball and it didn't look right. You go to the corner. And you got that 5-4-3. You got a clock going on in your head. Something doesn't look right. Don't you go to plan B? You got to be able to improvise. Just because you draw it up doesn't mean we got to do it that way. Maybe the defense, you know, made him throw it to the corner. You know, that wasn't talked about. But I think it's pretty telling that immature guys would tend to go out and, hey, we did it. I did it. We went out during games, game weeks. Maybe you didn't take it as serious as you should have. But I think that's an immaturity.
Night before a game until 5 a.m.?
That's immaturity.
Stupidity.
Yeah, excited. We're in Miami.
You're stupid.
Yeah,
boom, what are you doing?
Boom, lights, neon lights to get you. It gets you sometimes. The weather. Oh, it must be some nice play for the Heat down here. Yeah, we're going to go out. We're going to taste South Beach a little bit. Let's go check it out. We're right here, man. Staying at a plush hotel. Yeah. It's a tease, man. It's a tease for 21-year-old kids. But maybe that's more now.
You know, you say that, 21-year-old kids. Like, you're old enough to know better.
Yeah.
You're not.
How's your body feel? You got to go out and you got
to
perform.
You're not so young that you don't know that it's not the right thing to do to be ready for the next game. You know.
Maybe you think I'm young. I don't get affected.
Come on. College kids know. Yeah. They know.
I'm just so talented. It's not going to matter.
Don't let them off the hook because they're young. And they are young. But.
It's a nice thing about
playing. They know better at that age.
It's a nice thing about playing in college, man. You got to wear the same sweatsuits. We got bed check. You're going to travel on our buses. We got your ass in a hotel. Maybe they didn't have bed check. Maybe they, you know, they you get more freedom.
No, professional athletes.
Yes. Patriots have bed check. Can't you have bed check?
Well, I guess I know what you mean.
I mean, if you think you have an immature team, if you think you have guys that can't handle it, and if you recognize that, what do you let that ball keep rolling down a hill, keep increasing. Next thing you know, we got a bigger problem than what we had, or maybe a nip it in the bud. Maybe they didn't have the ability to nip it in the bud. And maybe you just can't do it in that sport. I don't know.
Mike in McLean, it says. Mike?
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Hey, Mike. Hi.
I'm getting kind of tired of this Kyrie Irving situation, you know? I mean, I've always considered him to be kind of a head case, you know, one way or the other. And I'm also concerned about the NBA. You got a handful of players that want to go to either New York or L.A. or all those big, you know, big name cities. And what's going to happen to the NBA? Nobody's going to want to play in Atlanta. Nobody's going to want to play in Boston. It's going to ruin the NBA. And Kyrie Irving's the same way. He wants to be a movie star now? I mean, there's only one Jimmy Walker, and he's not it.
Jimmy Walker Dynamite?
It hasn't ruined the league yet. Golden State has been the dominant team for the last 5 years. Has Golden State been a...
Bulls were good for a while.
Yeah, Chicago.
The Heat were good for a while.
Cleveland.
Yeah. Cleveland was winning for a while.
Right. The Lakers were
good. Oklahoma City was good for a while.
And they drafted Kobe.
Houston. San Antonio. I mean, I think
it's
moved. It's moved. Say Kawhi goes to the Clippers. They're going to be good. They're going to compete.
Yep.
Wait, what about
it hasn't ruined the league yet.
Yeah, look at a team like Philly. They're talented. They're going to be in a mix. Toronto. Toronto just won.
Matt's in Acton. Matt, take it away.
So it's going to sound like a joke, but how do you spot an American in Europe?
I don't know. How do you do it?
Baseball caps.
Why, the Euros don't wear baseball caps?
They don't wear them, and, we're not usually...
white teeth.
Or right now, baseball caps of any kind.
Yeah, that are white teeth.
I didn't know that. They don't wear baseball hats.
I can't remember. Do they wear those apple caps? Like, hello, Jolly O.
Hello.
It was my pipe.
So, good teeth. They have good teeth. Americans have good teeth. The British
dental
don't.
Programs. Yes.
Dental programs. What is with
yeah,
that?
Baby, yeah. Right. Look at my teeth. They're all yellow. Well, Jack Edwards goes over there. Hello, Britt.
617-779-0985. Sarge, you ready for headlines?
Oh, let's go.
Please.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Well, NBA free agency begins on Sunday, and some developing news at this hour. Al Horford, he is on the radar for... Sacramento Kings and the Philadelphia 76ers. According to ESPN, they have each emerged as bidders. Also, the Mavericks, Lakers, Clippers, and Pelicans, they have expressed interest in Horford already. Multiple reports say the Celtics considered the frontrunner to land Kemba Walker.
Waka waka.
And a new article by ESPN's Jackie McMullen about Kyrie Irving's time in Boston and him being unhappy. As a member of the Celtics, Irving also reportedly refused to sign basketballs for the Celtics' charitable partners. Red Sox and the Yankees, they'll have a brief two-game series in London this weekend. Tomorrow, 1 o'clock our time, Rick Porcello on the mound against Masahiro Tanaka. And then they play Sunday morning, 10 a.m. our time. Yankees enter this weekend with a 9-game lead over the Sox. for first in the American League East. Women's World Cup quarterfinal action. USA goes up against France this afternoon. And New England Revolution back at Gillette Stadium tomorrow night. We'll take on the Houston Dynamo, 7:30 start time. You can actually listen to that game right here on 98.5, the Sports Hub, your flagship station of the New England Revolution. Sports Hub headlines are presented by VA Healthcare. Get the healthcare you earned and deserve. Call 844-VA-CARES or go to vacares.us. I'm Mike Riley on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update in 30 minutes.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zo and Bertrand.
Those favorites is on the line. Take some time for a Derek in Foxborough.
Oh. Hey!
Derek!
Derek!
Yeah, Zo.
What's up?
You know, do you remember that line they used to say about Drew Bledsoe? They said he had a $100 million arm and a 10-cent head.
Yeah.
And that's what they used to say about him because he didn't have the football IQ to go with his arm. That's what this Red Sox bullpen is. They have a $100 million offense and a 10-cent bullpen. I mean, they should be right up there with the Yankees in Houston, and they're not.
I just don't understand the bullpen comparison to Bledsoe.
Because
I had Drew Bledsoe rub mud on my back.
And no bullpen. Like, Bledsoe had an amazing arm, but no football IQ.
He couldn't
read
defense.
Amazing offense. And no bullpen. That's the comparison.
Yeah. That's wrong with Derek Swartz calls over. I mean, whether or not you're Bledsoe fan, everybody's torn. Reading defense was not a problem. Pretty smart guy. Would he pat the ball? Would he hang on? Maybe force things a little bit? Yeah. But Brett Favre did, too. Different results. They just had NFL. Network was doing the Bledsoe Marino thing, and then he did they had the
Minnesota game,
the Minnesota game with the 70 completions, the Kevin Turner touchdown, and that still stands to this day. 45 completions and
70 attempts. But thanks to you, and your halftime adjustments.
Conroy, I think Conroy said he was covering the game. He said that was the game where Bill Parcells said after, "What do you guys think?" Well, no, it was not.
Conroy did. He didn't say it was. He said, "I think it was."
Yeah, it was definitely the Arizona game. I remember that.
And he said, you would know.
See, got the ribs. Look, we had the tie law here.
So for all those years, I had to carry your bags. You got to exfoliate my back.
Rubbed all that stuff. That's all. It's a mud, and it got all caked on and just made your skin feel good. Actually, your skin burned after that. Exfoliated you too much.
Wow.
You got to shower immediately or what?
No. They have showers there at the beach, but that's the Dead Sea. You're going to sea, and that salt just eats it right off your body. It's crazy.
Nice.
Can't explain it. It's like one of those, you experience like a real, you know, people go to the spa to pay to do that. You can just do it there. Like, here's some mud, here's some salt water.
What hurts when you go in the Dead Sea?
The front and the back. Sensitivity. This is the most sensitive parts. And you get in, you're out, whoa. And it takes about 5 minutes to get used to.
Yeah.
And then once.
Who knew?
They warned you prior to God. Like, yeah. do not attempt to. You know, maybe you'll go on, maybe you'll try to go to the bathroom. Do not do that.
Don't do that here.
Try and keep things tight. Tighten it up. I just burned. Burned like nothing.
Really?
Oof.
Everyone was screaming that their privates hurt when they went into the Dead Sea.
I had the things
you don't think about.
I had the, what do you call it, GoPro. I'm out there, we're filming everything. Oh my God. Yeah. Eventually, yeah, it goes away.
Are you sure that wasn't just a you thing?
No, it was not just me.
Nope. It was everybody.
It was everybody. People were running. And then they said, whatever you do, don't put your head underwater. Someone gets splashed.
That Dead Sea.
I can't see nothing. Kostowski's running, trying to get out of the shower. He can't see anything. He got salt in his eyes. Everybody's like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's different, man.
That Dead Sea can cure venereal diseases.
No wonder he's dead in there, man. Ain't nothing surviving in that water.
You just go in there and
yep.
Go for a swim.
Yeah, razor blades. That'll get rid of the razor blades.
Go for a swim for 10 minutes. It'll take care of it.
It's like bathing in Clorox. Oh, God.
617-779-0985. Zach is in New Hampshire. Hey, Zach.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey.
Hey, I just want to check and see, do you think Horford is leaving because of the younger guys on the team? Like, he doesn't see a future with them there.
No, I think Al Horford is shocked by the market that is out there for him. And after, you know, the dust settles with the Kemba Walkers, the Kyrie Irvings, the Kevin Durants of the world, Kawhi. Al's got deals for 4 years of north of $110 million that I think stunned him. I guess Philly's in the mix now with one of the reports, right?
I think it could be both.
Sacramento.
You know, I think it could be a multitude of reasons, and the number one reason being the money and the years that are out there for him.
If he didn't do what he did, you couldn't be in on Kemba Walker. That's how much Kyrie leaving almost screwed you, because you don't get it's not like Kyrie's.
Yeah, it's not like
you. It's not like Kyrie's money comes off the books. Now he's a free agent. Yeah, Al opts out. You can now go after Kemba Walker. Problem is, now you got to find a cheaper big man to work. Can you do it? Yeah, you can do it. You can do trades. What do you have, 4.8, 5.8? What's the number?
4.8,
sorry. Yeah.
4.8 is that number. Ryan in Manchester. Hey, Ryan.
Yeah, I wanted to touch on this rumor for Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, that Memphis pick for Bradley Beal. I want to touch on Kyrie. What a fraud Kyrie Irving is. Can you imagine being these young kids and looking at Kyrie Irving and saying, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm 21. I went out in Miami overnight. But at least I showed up to the game. But we're talking about a guy who shut himself down the first year so he could rehab his knee and couldn't be bothered to show up to Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals. And then shut himself down again right before the All-Star break. Can't even travel with the team to go to the game in Philly, which was the biggest game of the year at that point because they were making a run. And then plays 25 minutes of the All-Star game. What a fraud. Absolute fraud.
Forgot about that. That's right. Fraud. Totally forgot about that, right?
So the other fraud comment, Dan Shaughnessy this week, he's not a fan of the 1992 Dream Team. He said that on the air. Did you guys hear this earlier? But anyway, let me just, I can't even, what a fraud. Yeah, don't be a hypocrite, Beto, with saying these guys shouldn't have gone out when you're 21, but at least they showed up.
The what?
Better Boston Celtics to get this guy out of here and getting another. I can't think of another time. I was thinking about this earlier. Where has it been before even free agency starts in any sport where a guy is already out the door and you have another all-star committed to come and take his place? Couldn't have worked out any better for Danny Ainge. Now go get Bradley Beal.
Okay. I don't know what the latest is on Bradley Beal.
First rumor I heard that. He's talking about Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart for Bradley Beal.
I haven't seen that.
I haven't seen that either.
I have not seen this rumor.
Do you remember that, man? Remember when, Kyrie was rehabbing and that all-star game came around, they're all like, oh, yeah, we have, hey, he's got his good trainers. And you know, he's still got to get his run in, so why not get it in the game? Like, they were so fine with him going and playing in that. It's almost like you had to. You deferred to Kyrie.
No, that's we were very critical of that.
We were critical, but the Celtics, I mean, remember, we talked to Stevens about it. Ainge was on the morning show. Well, you got to get him up and running. You
know? The only rumor at Beal is that he suggested maybe forcing a trade out of Washington.
Who has this idea?
The Washington Post and the Ringer also.
Who's got them linked to the Celtics in that particular game?
I don't see anything.
Yeah, with those specific Celtics players.
Yeah, I haven't heard that anywhere.
And I did not hear Dan Shaughnessy's 92 Dream Team comment.
What he said, if I'm remembering this correctly, we were talking about, I don't think it was this week. I thought it was the week before when we were talking about the soccer stuff and the beatdowns of other teams.
Oh, he was not happy that the women's soccer team ran up the score.
Yeah, he said he doesn't care for, you know, the blowouts.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't.
Taking foot off the gas.
He said, you know, the 92 Dream Team beating down on other teams doesn't interest him. Like, it's not interesting to him.
I wasn't here. That's what it was.
Yeah, it was last week.
It was last week. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he said it just doesn't really appeal to him. I don't think he said anything about not liking the guys on their team or anything like that. He just said it's not interesting. It's not competitive. Like, that's just it, and it wasn't. Dream Team was ridiculous. 617-779-0985. Plenty more to come here on Zolak and Bertrand. Some Patriots news to give you. And I want to know Zoe's insight on this, what he knows about this reported Patriots news from Jeff Howe today. Oh. We'll get that next.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
News from Jeff Howe of The Athletic. He reports that Patriots offensive lineman Isaiah Wynn is on track to be ready for training camp. He suffered a torn Achilles last preseason, but he is ready to go, running at full speed. Former first-round pick is ready for contact within the next few months. Appears to be in good shape, ready for the season opener, all that good stuff. What do you know?
I spent some time with him in Israel. Obviously, he was on a trip. One of my new favorite guys. You see the kid from afar, and you know, obviously, it was his rookie campaign. He was out of the spotlight because of the injury, so you didn't know anything really about him. But you know, he was a pretty damn good player at Georgia. One of the funniest guys current guys that I've been around. He looks good. He looks good. He's bigger. He's bigger than he's listed, which is surprising to me because Andrews is on a trip too. Same with Tooney. They're all kind of the same size, stocky type guy. But, walking down the street, maybe Andrews could blend a little more than the other two guys. Wynn is bigger than he's wide. And I'd expect him to be on your left side, left tackle. Expect him to be on your left side. I think Cannon's right. Tooney's your left guard. Mason, on the right side. And Andrews there. But I expect Isaiah Wynn to be your starting left tackle. Should be ready to go. I know Scar loves him. Talking to some of the guys in that. But I know Dante had that comment. Just need to get him out there. And I don't think that was a shot at him trying to motivate him. I just think it's just the fact that we need to get him cleared because going back, watch some film, kid's a damn good player. Good low center of gravity, tough kid. Sort of that Mankins type from an anger standpoint that he could get nasty, which is good. They need some nasty up front. Andrews is a guy I think brings it, from a nasty perspective, but he's not one of those oversized.
He's going to be the left tackle.
I think he's going to be
the
left tackle.
Nothing to worry about here, nothing to see.
Well, I think the fact they put Tooney out there, now Tooney's been getting reps too, and I know Tooney played a little bit of it, but they need to have some sort of a backup ready to go. I think if you plug and play anybody, I think it's easier to hide a guy down inside at either left or right guard. I think Scar's good at coaching those guys up. He's done it over the years. The Dan Conleys of the world. Who's Stephen Neal? Former wrestler.
Yeah.
Defense lineman. Coach him up to play guard. Andruzzi and those guys. You plug him in there. I think you're a little more exposed on the outside, when you're at the tackle position. That's obvious. That's an easy statement to make. But they need to have something up their sleeve just in case he's not ready. But I think it's all systems go with this kid when camp starts.
You want a couple of Tyreek Hill nuggets?
This should be good. Yeah. What do we got on this?
How about this? Tyreek Hill and the Chiefs could potentially re-engage in contract negotiations for an extension in the not-too-distant future.
Isn't he banned from the facility?
This is amazing.
This is so...
This is the NFL.
This is exactly what this Kitesman guy was talking about, and he had to do a formal apology, which we were going to talk about.
What's going
on
with him, by the way? Is he fired? He's suspended.
I think he's taken off the air for now, and he had to issue the apology, which was really not directed at... I thought he said it for what it was. Right? The way the Chiefs handle things. So here's a guy that's banned from your facility, but yet you're going to sign a long-term contract.
Yeah, they suspended him. He hasn't been fired. Good.
So
the Chiefs, what a team. What an organization.
They need him, though.
The Chiefs are going to re-engage in contract negotiations for an extension in the not-too-distant future with Tyreek Hill if the investigation ends with a positive outcome. This according to Yahoo Sports.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, per The Athletic, an anonymous Chiefs official believes Tyreek Hill's suspension will be a maximum of 4 games if he is suspended. Wouldn't that be a positive outcome?
I think it would be.
If he's suspended, we expect it will be a max of 4 games. Therefore, we're talking contract extension with him. That, my friends, is the NFL. I told you. The people saying, oh, they're going to kick him out of the league. I'm like, yeah, right. Yeah, right. They're going to kick him out of the league.
It's almost like they don't have their offense.
Yeah, if
they,
right.
If they don't have him.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they're going to kick him right out of the league.
Need that stretch speed element, man. That offense is not good.
I don't
good
mean
if you
to
don't
laugh
have the speed.
Or mock the situation because it's horrible.
It's typical Chiefs, though.
It is disgusting, but it is the NFL.
Yeah.
That is what it is. That is the league. This is what it is, and this is why we love football, and we love watching the games every weekend come fall, okay? And we will continue to watch them. Most of us will.
I'm not sure if this is true, but wasn't there issues with the guy that they traded for, that Seattle tagged, the defensive lineman, the pass rusher? Wasn't there some issues with him from a defensive end standpoint? And I know once they got rid of Justin Houston, that they went after him, gave him a boatload of money. They just – doesn't matter. They just go after whoever they want. Just get him in there and think, you know, it's going to work.
Well, what, Tyreek Hill works. What are you talking about?
No, I'm just saying they're going to give Tyreek Hill more money. And there was issues out in Seattle with their franchise tag defensive end. They traded him to the Chiefs.
No, but I'm sure Andy Reid will keep him in line.
Right.
Was that a Clark?
Clark, I'm sorry. Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's almost like they're the Baltimore. They're the new Baltimore Ravens. Built on a rock solid foundation, right? John Harbaugh and that crew. Ravens West. Quarterback can play though. Your quarterback can play. I give you that. We'll see them. See them in December. So they'll get up and flying. So what?
Do you want to know what games? I find? You know what I find disgusting about Kansas City?
What?
And would find disgusting about any city in the NFL is they'll be more pissed about someone bringing up Andy Reid's past than they will be about their team bringing back Tyreek Hill and paying millions of dollars to a guy who allegedly beat a three-year-old. You know how I know your city screwed
up? Three-year-old's arm. Yeah.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
He's alleged to have done that. There's, you know, no definitive slam dunk proof that it happened. But, I mean, take a poll of what people believe happened there. Okay.
There's a reason he's banned from the facility.
Yeah, exactly. There's a reason why the team said, we think you should take a break. There's a reason why he was in with the commissioner's office for a full day this week. There's a reason why they're looking at suspending him for four games. And so...
So they're hearing four.
That's what they're hearing. Mm. That to me is just how backwards people are. Like, you're more pissed about what?
Yeah.
The guy bringing up the fact that Andy Reid's house was a drug emporium?
Yeah.
That's what you're mad about?
Pretty documented, yes.
You're more mad about that than the fact that your team is going to hand a dude millions upon millions of dollars right after he beat up a three-year-old. Okay, yeah, you've got your priorities straight, you morons. Yeah, great. Nice. Awesome. Terrific. Okay. 617-779-0985. 90 seconds, no commercials here, Sarge.